the big bad booty got into the non-stop.
Tim, get off their butt in the back and get the people out.
It's still real to me, damn it.
Showtime, Gibby. How the hell you doing?
It's still real to me, damn it.
It sure as hell is. It was real shitty watching Monday Night Raw. I will say that.
Hey, I will say, Matt, we've had some fire TikToks come up on our feed lately, and I just want to know, what's your favorite era of WWE wrestling?
The Attitude Era.
Why is that?
I can't say.
Also, that guy, we might link the TikTok in the description. So, or actually, we should just save it and play it right now.
Mm-hmm.
So that guy is the epitome of like the critters you see at WWE shows.
Yeah,
it's no normal person at a WWE show. Like, no offense to any of the critters out there, but like, guys. You can't be looking like that and saying shit like that. You know what I mean?
It's anime like, con every week.
Yeah. It's like, I know I'm not the most appealing looking gentleman in the entire world. I got a big fat hiney. I'm not the most athletic individual. But, I don't say foul shit like that guy said. Like, these are people. Like, let's treat these, you know, they have to go to bed every night. Let's not treat them like they're objects.
Everything they've put their bodies through.
It's real to me, damn it. Matt, let's
do a birthday shout out. It's your birthday. And
I do share a birthday with the one and only Nature Boy, Ric Flair. Honored by flying and profiling.
Captain of Florida.
Yeah, I heard he's the whole president of the state.
He does something down there.
But 29th birthday was yesterday, Wednesday.
Ric Flair's?
Woo! His was the 77th.
Ah.
Blessed to see another year. Hopefully wrestling's better this year on my this is my 29th year and compared to my 28th year. Because the last show that I watched was Monday Night Raw. And boy, was it sickening. Friday Night SmackDown, not too bad. Let's just jump right into it, Matt. Aleister Black versus Randy Orton.
Banger match.
Banger match, yeah.
Aleister wants Randy to be a bad guy again, embrace his roots. I love it. I've been calling for the Legend Killer kick for a while. What'd you think of it?
I think I don't get cold chills very often. When Randy Orton went down to do like his pump up for his RKO and Aleister Black was sitting crisscross applesauce looking him right in the eyes. That was a powerful moment in the program. I think, you know, it's going to be a good PLE or a good match, like leading us into WrestleMania. Some other things that happened, Drew McIntyre, that dude is a master rage baiter, standing up like in the box seats with a microphone, talking shit. I love it, dude. How do you feel about Drew McIntyre? Just making Cody and Sammy and everybody just rage all the time.
Yeah, I mean, he's definitely a masturbator. That was super cool how he had his own suite to himself, as you said.
That's crazy, man.
But Drew McIntyre, he gets the suite to himself. He's doing whatever master raging baiters do, whatever they do, up in the suites by themselves. I assume it's in the name. And then he gets the spotlight on him and with his pants on his ankles pretty much. I mean, he wasn't expecting it, and it just makes everybody else angry. It's not his fault he's successful.
No, I mean, it's TKO's fault, really, because they shouldn't push him if they don't want him to be successful. I will say that I love... Like, Drew McIntyre's a heel, obviously, but he's a heel for, like, the right reasons, right? The bloodline screwed him over. Cody got what he wanted because he came back and, you know, they're paying him a lot of money. Like, I love Drew McIntyre's heel. It makes sense. Like, Roman Reigns being a heel, why is he a heel? Because people told him he sucked and he did. You know, why, Randy Orton, he was, you know, he was a young guy with a chip on his shoulder. Yeah, that's all right. That's fine. What, like, what other heels nowadays, like, you're like, not very often, I guess, that you can be like, oh, yeah, that the bad guy's right. You know what I mean?
I mean, Paul Heyman's always right.
Oh, he's a fat rat snake.
You take that back. And Drew McIntyre, you say he's a heel for the right reasons. I think he's a crybaby. I think he whines and complains about everything that doesn't go his way.
He held the Fed down during COVID.
That was the guy. Yeah, that was the guy. Congratulations. You were able to perform in front of a bunch of screens.
I mean, he could perform in real life, too.
He can. I never said he can't.
He just has an aura, right?
Yeah. Yeah, he's got like a crybaby aura where he's just like always whining and saying, woe is me, the visions or the bloodline screwed me over, Cody Rhodes screwed me over, Punk screwed me over.
I mean, but they did. They did. I mean, he is the one getting screwed over. He did screw himself over when he was sitting there mocking CM Punk at WrestleMania and he got cashed in on. But.
Well, is he getting screwed over, though, really? Or is he just letting himself get taken advantage of?
I think he's a product of his own demise.
I think he is. Yeah, he's a product. Yeah, he did all this to himself. I think we're on the same page.
Yeah, but I like rooting for him. I don't know. So something else that happened on SmackDown. Liv Morgan.
She made her choice.
She smacked the dog shit out of La Primera, Stephanie Vacker. Looks like they're going head to head with The Undertaker. They're going head to head at Mania.
Yeah, I think we all saw that coming. The feud was building pretty big, and the thing with Jade Cargill seemed a little forced just because Cargill had a title.
I'm proud of you for calling it what it is.
Yeah, well,
I'm proud of that.
It's not the Women's United States Championship. So
no, it's also not a belt.
That is, though.
Let's
take the bling off of it and let someone come to the ring in a regular belt.
Well, see, the problem is I have a replica wrestle. It's the Stone Cold Smoking Skull belt. Belt. Because that one does hold up my pants, and it's not. I didn't earn that, so it's a belt.
Did you pay the cashier?
I have this replica Smoking Skull Steve Austin title. It's got Diamondback snakeskin on the leather. It's really cool. I've earned that. Like I've fought for that. I've defended that more in the last year than Jade Cargill has. 100+ days, one defense. Like, come on, who are we? What are we doing?
Well, and that leads us to our next thing, because one defense, she's definitely going to have one at Mania. I don't know why she's not defending at Chamber, but her opponent's going to be decided at Mania. The six women at Chamber. It's going to be decided at Chamber. The six women have been chosen. Of the six, who do you think has the best chance to come out of this?
Last week we were talking, right? And we said Charlotte Flair was a front runner.
Nia Jax.
She didn't even qualify.
Yeah, neither did Nia Jax, did she?
Let's talk about that match. That was the most botch-filled match that I've seen in a long time. Like, I don't know where to go. Like, I try to give Nia Jax her flowers, but it seems like every match that she's in with more than one person, it's just a botch fest.
It's almost like she's not athletic enough to spin around and.
Yeah. You know, I'm going to be completely honest here. The only people that I see moving forward to face Jade Cargill at Mania is our girl Tiffany Stratton and Alexa Bliss. You know, Raquel and Kiana James, they're not up there yet. I mean, I want Raquel. That'd be absolutely gas to have both, you know, members of the Judgment Day going for a title at Mania. Kiana James, she's way too green. She's there to eat the finishers and the pins.
You said that about her for her qualifying match.
Yeah, well.
She's got a shot.
She's the LA Knight, yeah, of the women's Elimination Chamber match.
Oof.
First Asuka, I think they're building for a Rhea Ripley, Asuka, Io Sky, and Kairi Sane match at Mania. Tiffany Stratton or Alexa Bliss. I mean, unless somehow Alexa Bliss and Asuka and Rhea Ripley get into a big beef and it's a six-woman tag match, like, that's the only thing I can see at Mania happening. I do see Alexa Bliss, you know, her winning this out, her becoming WrestleMania the WWE Women's Champion at Mania, and then her and Charlotte beefing over it. That's the way you could take it. You know, Tiffany Stratton, she wants her title back. She deserves it. Workhorse, bang her TikTok. She has a boyfriend now. But she's the banger on TikTok, you know.
Problem is with Tiffy is she's going to be worn down because she'll probably have five matches in between now and Mania, whereas Jade Cargill will have zero.
Yeah, yeah. And she's going to show up, beat the shit out of fucking some jobber that's local to the town, not even on the WWE roster. They're like, we just need someone for Jade Cargill to beat up real quick. Like,
yeah, you'll see you go out there in like a wig and just take a big boot. And
yeah, I'd take a jaded.
Yeah. Be like, well, we were in the Carolinas and this kid volunteered, so.
And that.
I'd take a bump.
Yeah. They were in Atlanta on Monday, and that's about 3 hours from me. Unfortunately, my assistant manager, he was out of the country, so I would have gone to Monday Night Raw and I would have seen the absolute shit show that it was.
So, yes, and that brings us to our next thing real quick. Your assistant manager, Mexico?
Yeah. What about it?
Oh. Did he make it back?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, he was at work today. I saw him.
Oh, well, that's good, because they were doing something to gringos down there, I hear.
Actually, I lied. I don't think he was in Cancun. He was in the Cayman Islands.
I don't know where that is, but it sounds northern.
He was in someplace fancy. It wasn't Cancun. It started with a C. Costa Rica, maybe. I don't know. But he came back fine. He was fine. Good guy.
Canton,
Ohio. He went to the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Yep, it's a sovereign state.
So, Monday Night Raw, Matt. Friday Night SmackDown, banger. 2 days later, 3 days later, you have Monday Night Raw.
Not banger.
Absolute fire fest. I mean, how did you feel about the Jey Uso match? You think Bronson Reed was supposed to win that match? You think,
Well, judging by Jey Uso's reaction and the ref telling them the new finish on the main cam, I would say there is no way in hell that wasn't the planned finish from the start. They knew that Bronson Reed's bicep was going to give out in that match on that move because the vision's brittle. I mean, you look at the last three guys that were like the leaders of the division.
Softer than Charmin,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I mean, Seth Rollins gets hurt. Braun Breaker
gets hurt.
Tweaks his neck and is out for months. Ugh. And now Bronson Reed. You're not supposed to be lifting with your biceps, buddy, so why is that even hindering you? You can push with your triceps, you know?
Yeah, the injury looked rough. Like, first of all, that's impressive that he can move like that. Secondly, like, there's got to be safer ways to break up a pin, right?
Yeah, I mean, especially when you're that big, just fall on him.
Yeah, I mean, it seemed like a high risk, low reward move. That, like, was he too slow getting back into the ring? Like, what caused that botch or the injury? Or is that how it was supposed to? You know, he was supposed to dive on top of him and roll Jey Uso into like a suplex thing. I don't know. Like, what was supposed to happen?
I don't know, but I do know that I cannot wait for yeeting at Mania or at Chamber. I can't wait. we get a 15-20 minute break. It'll be a good time to get up, make a snack, maybe some nachos and wings.
It's so, and I watched an interview with Jacob Fatu the other day. It was either yesterday or today, and he said, let me pull up the exact quote. Jacob, shut the hell up and just enjoy the show.
But that's not enjoyable.
Enjoy the show, man. Just shut the hell up. Just enjoy the show. Listen, obviously you keep watching. Obviously you're complaining. You're watching. If you're complaining, you're watching. Man, just chill. Just chill. Enjoy the show, okay? Obviously, if you're complaining about him eating, it means you're watching him eating. Whoever's complaining about Jay eating, man, you used to eat with him. You're watching. You're still eating. You're watching. Just enjoy the show, all right? And, we're watching. I mean, I'm not getting up and eating anymore. Like, it was cool for the first 6 months, dude. Like, and they ruined it. Like, it doesn't need to be. Like, bringing it out for a big PLE is cool. When you're the – I say this wholeheartedly. Main Event Jey Uso was, one of the main guys on Raw, right?
Yeah.
So he had a segment every week. Him taking, you know – and it's not 15, 20 minutes like we're saying. Like, obviously, that's blown out of proportion. But when it takes 6 or 7 minutes for you to enter the ring,
it's rough.
Why is Monday Night Raw 7 hours long? Like, tell me that. Why is it 7 hours long? Because
and then it'll have four matches.
Yeah, like, we could condense that. Like, the whole idea behind a non-linear TV deal with Netflix is it can run however long it needs to. It can go over the 3 hour mark. It can go under the 3 hour mark. It can barely cross over the 2 hour mark. But like, why are we adding runtime for stuff like that? Granted, cool. It's cool. Like, and I've said it 100 million times. It's cool when you're at the venue, but when you're at the venue doing it for 20 minutes, like, and again, that's an exaggeration, but it goes on forever.
It does. And they never cut to commercial for the people watching at home during these Yeet Fests. They're 7 minute commercials or whatever, 3.5 minute commercials they have. They never cut to commercial. They make you watch the whole 5 or 6 minutes of him.
And then immediately go, and then we'll miss like Tommaso Ciampa's entrance, or we'll miss Grayson Waller's entrance, or we'll miss somebody else's entrance. And it's like, how are we going to get these guys over if we're cutting to commercial during that, but we're not cut commercial during the Yeet Fest?
Yeah, like, we saw Javon Evans come out with Offset, and that was just kind of weird because they didn't put any effort into it because there was a commercial at the beginning of the match, and it was just weird. He took on Kofi Kingston.
Yeah.
I think he hurt his knee in that match close to the end. He ends up getting the win regardless, but it just – and Grayson Waller, scumbag ass, gets involved. I don't think he's the masked man. I think it's Don Danhausen.
Danhausen. Oh, spooky, scary.
He's not on the AEW roster anymore.
I checked the other day and he was still listed.
I heard he was released. I was listening to a podcast on Tuesday.
Also, that's like the boogeyman comedy character that, like, it's so funny and it's such a good character.
It is, and I think that's actually what's in the box.
Is Danhausen?
I think it really could be. Cause
imagine he comes out with, like, a list. And he's like, Pepsi Phil, you're on the list. Checks him off.
That would be so funny.
What's in the box, man? What's in the box, dude?
I think it's him. I think it's Danhausen, because who else could be weird enough to, like, stay in the box for a week or a month, and they're acting like it's going to be a person, it seems, and I think that's a little bit bizarre. Like, I think that's a weird take in general, but if you're going to do that, you have to do a weird person. Like, it's not obviously not Obafemi.
Jericho, it's not, you know.
Yeah, I heard Jericho's contract was froze for this Fozzy tour, so that...
He took so much time off in 20... Like, but everyone's focused on, like, it's a person. Why couldn't it be an idea, right? Like, I talked about it last week. Like, imagine if it's requirements for the draft, or, like, the draft, or, like, you know, the PLE schedule for 2026, or the king and queen of the – or, like, because there's a PLE in Saudi Arabia in March, like, or not in March, sorry, but in right after Mania. What happened? It's new championship titles that they're announcing for the for that, like
the Netflix title.
Because we need to be like AEW and add more championships, right? What if it's a bust of like John Cena, or like John Cena's Hall of Fame induction, or because he's not going to be wrestling in the ring anymore.
Yeah.
But also haven't announced him for the 2026 Hall of Fame.
So
like, what if it's like his induction to the Hall of Fame, like his, you know, something like that, or if it's a Heritage Cup, or, you know, the Feast or Fire, you know, what if it's an idea and people are so hung up on the, It's a person. First of all, that box ain't got no holes in it, so how's the person breathing?
That box isn't airtight. A guy like Danhausen, he could find a way. He's resourceful.
Well, because he's magic.
That's true. But this just came to me, and it might be crazy. What if in the box are a bunch of guns and a belt that turns into a championship after the first match, armed combat champion, and they fight to the death?
You know, it's not the worst idea I've heard.
Hey,
I mean,
the
worst idea I heard was having bra and panties matches in 2026.
The Attitude Era, because they had bra and panties matches. This era doesn't have bra and panties matches. I want to see Liv Morgan in a bra and panties match. I also want to see Becky Lynch in a Natalya in one. Maybe not Natalya. Fuck Natalya. Let's go Maxine Dupree. She's in my bottom panties match.
With people that are legitimately trying to legitimize women's wrestling in America.
Half of them were.
Well, now, like in 2026, there's not a single.
Oh, right. Now it's different. I'm saying back then, half of the women, like Mickey James, was trying to make women's wrestling a real thing.
Yeah, and you have like ODB, Old Dirty Bitch.
Yeah, you also had people like Candice Michelle that were using it to kind of elevate.
Hey, don't talk about The Undertaker's wife, dude. They'll DMCA claim us.
That's The Undertaker's wife.
Michelle McCool?
That's tough.
Yeah, and Trish Stratus, like, and Lita, like, you have the women that, but also, imagine if they were trying to legitimize, like, they wanted to take wrestling seriously, but they just couldn't because of the fucking pervert Vince McMahon.
Well, some of them came from a background that I don't think that they were super interested in women's wrestling.
But in 2026, we have actual athlete women champion, like actual athletes, actual competitors, and
You got Nia Jax, you got you know, people like her, first one to come to mind.
That's the only woman wrestler that comes to your mind, right? Actually, I don't even know any other women. I only know of my wife, so I don't even have a mother. That's how much I love my wife.
Nia Jax, you know, there's the Scottish Lass.
The last hole.
Yeah, the last hole. She used to be a superhero. A
little last kicker.
Yeah, and then, you know, there's some great, great athletes.
Yeah. Matt, we've already brought up the vision, right? What? All right. What the fuck, dude?
Dude, like, this thing has gone to shit so quick. Just
like, all right, let's break it down, like, from the original standpoint, right? It was Seth Rollins, Bron Breakker, Bronson Reed, right? Not even Logan Paul. Well, he came on during. Did he come on after Seth Rollins got hurt?
Yeah, right there towards the end.
All right, and then you have
flirting with the vision.
Yeah, and then you have Austin Theory show up, right? Seth Rollins got hurt. Okay, and then it was the five of them. Bron Breakker gets hurt. All right, damn. But we can make up for that. You know, he's going to be out for a little while. You know, a storyline. And then you have Bronson Reed get hurt. And that looks like a serious injury.
What was that?
Sorry, I had to mute my mic real quick.
Oh, it sounded like the weirdest burp ever out of a robot.
I tried to mute it during the burp, but I couldn't mute it fast enough or unmute it. Like, I think I unmuted it too soon.
See, the key is just to not burp.
I think the key is just burp into the mic.
Oh, yeah, eat the mic.
Hey, if we ever burp during one of these recordings, we should just put it, it's real to me, damn it!
Do the
as
sound.
The burp sound, yeah.
Have you figured out the soundboard on your machinery?
This?
Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah. Can you add, it's real to me, damn it?
I haven't figured that out yet.
What?
I do have
what?
That.
What?
Anytime you say something outrageous, that's just a. and then Bronson Reed gets hurt, so now you're left with Logan Paul, and Austin Theory. Where do you take this from here? Right, I think, and then also at the same time, on Monday Night Raw, you have that fat rat fucking bastard snake bitch, Paul Heyman, walking out with.
Wait, Paul Heyman, and who's the other person you're describing?
Paul Heyman.
That's a rude thing to say about.
As a man, I'm a man of honor. I'm a man of integrity, personal courage, and a general good man, right? You don't make your promise to somebody and say, I'm going to be in your corner, and then groin shot him at WrestleMania.
He wasn't performing the way that he should have, and Paul Heyman doesn't put up with subpar performance.
Oh, so he's the snake and the the ultimate opportunist, and nut shot at our boy CM Punk. Even though CM Punk is like, the only favor I ask you for joining your team at Survivor Series is you be in my corner at the main event of WrestleMania Night 1. He's like, yeah, I got you, CM Punk. We've been through a lot together. We went to Florida Championship Wrestling. You were on ECW. Like, I'll be in your corner. And then he nut shots him for fucking Seth Rollins.
Well, Seth Rollins is a visionary. Seth Rollins is a visionary, and yeah, you
but
know,
you don't, do that. You don't if you do that, especially with like how hyped up. Like, I'm a CM Punk fan, ultimate, like best in the world. Like, look in my eyes, what
yeah.
do you see?
Did he steal this from Kit Wilson?
Toxic.
Get that added.
But like, you don't do that, and then. You come out, and you're supposed to be the voice of the voiceless when you're the Vision, right? And then you come out on Monday Night Raw, and you're like, yeah, I'm walking out with Brock Lesnar, and I'm talking for him, saying, here's an open challenge. Who wants to wrestle Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania?
Hey, I mean, he, again, did the smart thing. He abandoned the anchors. I mean, Logan Paul...
Where's that leave the anchors in the Vision? Do you just disband it and forget that the storyline ever happened?
I mean,
or do you put them like? Do you put them in a tag match for the WWE tag team for the World Tag Team Champions, and that's how they break up? And then like, there's no glue holding the system together with Seth Rollins or Bron Breakker or Bronson Reed. Like, how do you break them up? Because they're obviously breaking up now that three out of the five of them aren't. You know, aren't there.
Yeah, that's true. And I think, yeah, you just kind of say, hey, this wasn't working. Maybe they can be tag partners.
Or
it'll be weird. I think...
You say that, like, hey, the Mask Man gets caught, right? And it turns out it's Austin Theory, right? And then Austin Theory was secretly working with, you know, he's everything that, you know, these guys are, and they always get pushed and stuff, and that's why... He's always been the Mask Man, and you know, is that how you do it? Is you turn the Mask Man into
Austin Theory.
Into Austin Theory, and that's how you break up the Vision?
Maybe. I don't know. It's kind of a dead story at this point, you know. I don't care what happens with Logan Paul. I mean, he does viral moments, but he's not quite it, and he's great in ring, but other than that, it's just you don't want to see someone like him take opportunities from other wrestlers. And with Austin Theory, now we know he can be great, see what he can do. But I think Paul Heyman's going back to Brock Lesnar. And, you know, he sees the beast.
Let's talk about the Brock Lesnar Open Challenge then, Matt.
Yeah, let's talk about
Who do you think's going to step up to the Beast Incarnate?
Well, the fans want Obafemi. They were chanting Obafemi the whole time.
This fan wants?
What's this fan want? Rey Mysterio?
The new career killer, Gunther.
Yeah.
Right? Brock Lesnar's been all... And we've known that Brock Lesnar was going to have a part of WrestleMania for a hot while because he's been on all the posters. He's been in the vignettes. Everything. Right? What if this is a silent way to... Him, you know, his kids are... His daughter's getting ready to graduate college. His son's an all elite. Like, I think he's a wrestler, a basketball player, but he's...
Oh, he works for AEW?
But I think this is just a good time for, you know, Brock Lesnar to get out. And I think he's doing it on his terms, I guess, kind of like John Cena did.
Man, I just refuse to believe that these wrestlers, their terms is to go out to Gunther.
No, this but like, let's face it, Brock Lesnar's made a bunch of money, right?
Maybe.
He's probably in a decently long contract with WWE. If it might be a Legends-like contract where he comes in, he wrestles, and he does what he has to do. But I think he just wants to go to his farm in Canada and just hang out.
What?
But I think this is a good way, like, especially with, like, the wrestlers that we grew up on, right? We're seeing him start to...
Phase out, right?
John Cena was not even the first one, you know?
Yeah, I mean, when was the last time we saw the Boogeyman?
Halloween.
Yeah. So he's still kicking, man. Santino Morello. Santino was just wrestling.
Was he?
Yeah, him and his daughter had a mixed tag match at whatever she's in.
But, like, we're seeing these guys, like, start to phase out and, like, come to the realization that, like, they can't hang anymore. And, like, their 40 and 50 is a lot different than Cody Rhodes being almost 40.
Yeah.
Randy Orton, yeah, like, he's moving different because of all of his neck surgeries and the time he took off, like, and the recovery so well. But, like, I think the years just stack up on people like that, like Brock Lesnar, John Cena, AJ Styles, because they were workhorses for so long. Not to mention, like, Brock Lesnar did do MMA, and he did do UFC, and he was very, very successful at that. And that also added a lot of years onto your body. Your longevity is not there when you're doing stuff like that.
But he is old as shit.
Yeah, I mean, look at CM Punk, right?
He looks old.
He looks old, he moves old, but he's still a good wrestler. Like, Brock Lesnar getting yeeted, getting eliminated during the Yeet Fest, like, is, you think that's him, like, saying, oh, I want to compete in the Rumble, I want to, you know, be the cool, like, be in the Rumble, everyone's scared of me, and then, you know,
go out like a jobber.
Like, and I think 5 years ago, Brock Lesnar could have came into the WWE and said, I want all the belts, give them to me.
Yeah. Now he can't do that. But also, man, him versus Gunther, that, it's just so telling what's going to happen in these situations now, and it doesn't have any suspense. Like, if you're going against Gunther at a PLE, he's going to retire you.
Okay. This is AJ Styles brought this up in the Raw recap. Do you think WrestleMania's kind of lost its luster?
I think so, especially if you look at the ticket sales. I mean, fans don't want to shell out the high prices. WWE has...
So let's forget about the scumbag marketing of TKO and, like, the actual event itself. But, like, as a fan, do you think it's lost its luster of this is supposed to be the Super Bowl of professional wrestling?
Yeah.
This is, like, you never know what you're going to get. You're going to get hardcore matches and, you know, a Money in the Bank match at WrestleMania. Like, do you think it's lost that, like, the excitement for it's not there and, like...
Yeah, I do, because last year, Mania sucked. Mania sucked last year. Like,
that. But 2 years ago, I think it was great.
2 years ago, I have mixed emotions. Let's go back 3 years ago where Roman defeats Cody. In the moment, I was so pissed off. But at the same time, I was like, okay, that got such a reaction out of me. That should have been what happened. Turn around next year, Cody wins.
I thought WrestleMania was perfectly fine.
Well, so Cody went the one where Roman won. I thought
no, where Cody won. So the one where Roman won was a great WrestleMania.
Yeah,
that was the last like 5-star WrestleMania. I give like I would watch it on repeat. If someone's like, "Hey, turn on your favorite wrestling match from the last 5 years,"
yeah,
or your favorite wrestling PLE from the last 5 years, it'd be that and Bad Blood from 2024.
But then. So the match in the moment, it got the reaction out of me. I cried when Cody won. I was like, this is great. And I went back and rewatched the match, and I was like, the match itself kind of sucked.
I think the WrestleMania moment is what we're living for.
Well, absolutely. And they got that moment. But it makes you wonder, like, they're not putting the effort in for the small stuff on the biggest stage of them all to put on a banger match and get that moment. The match sucked. It was a great finish, great ending, great way to tell the story. And then last year, you have Punk, Roman, Seth Rollins, not for a title, right? That was just for shits and gigs, feuds.
Yeah, well,
yeah.
It wasn't yeah, it was
Jey
yeah.
Uso versus Drew McIntyre for the title. Jey Uso won the Rumble.
Jey Uso versus Gunther.
That's right. Jey Uso versus Gunther, and Uso won it.
Just me, Uso. Yeet. That was when Yeet was cool.
That was when Yeet was cool, when it got over. But right then and there, you could kind of see that this was not going to be something sustainable. Like, Jey Uso just wasn't on the level of a Gunther.
Yeah. I mean, I think last year's WrestleMania was, it had its moments, right? Like the CM Punk match was amazing. The John Cena Cody Rhodes match was amazing.
I think what you need to do is go back to one night. I think that two nights, at some years it called for it. But I think you go to one night, it's just WrestleMania is this. This is WrestleMania. And everybody's clamoring for that one night. You're the bit. Because it gets lost on the fans over a two-night course. Sometimes you only have time to watch the one, and then you have to go back and watch the night before when you already know the finishes or how it ends a couple of days later because you're busy one of the 2 days.
Or like me personally, like my Saturdays are pretty booked, right? I won't have a free Saturday until the end of March. Just because of how busy life is and like everything. But Elimination Chamber is this Saturday, right?
Yeah.
You know what I have to do? I have to stay off the internet all night Saturday night and all day Sunday until I get ready to watch it at noon on Sunday.
Yeah, and then imagine doing that for a two-night show where you're trying to keep it organized. You can't check it. You got 10 hours of programming to watch. 7.5 hours of it's bullshit you don't care about.
I think if WrestleMania is two nights, you have to make it worth it.
Exactly. And there's just too, and they don't have enough going on to make it worth it right now.
And there's no reason why, if you're holding a championship in WWE, you're not defending it at WrestleMania. I'm going to stand by this 10 toes down. Every single championship needs to be on the line at WrestleMania.
If you're doing two nights, absolutely.
If you're holding a championship, there's no reason why you're not defending it at A, the Elimination Chamber, or no, not even. Let's break down the big three: SummerSlam, Royal Rumble, or WrestleMania. If you don't defend those your championship on those, all right, maybe not the mid-card titles or the tag titles.
But the major championships, when you're not defending them, you become the backseat to the one that is getting used.
But why are we having? Let's look at the Elimination Chamber announced matches. There's four of them. There's four matches.
They're sticking to this model. This is how it's been since Triple H has taken over with TKO. It's four matches. You're going to have two short ones and then the Elimination Chamber for men and women.
So if you do three-hour PLEs, right? That's an hour for the men's elimination chamber, an hour for the women's elimination chamber, a 30-minute match for the women's intercontinental championship, and a 30-minute match for the world heavyweight championship.
That's with no vignette, no ads, nothing.
No one coming out and talking, no one getting interviewed, nothing like that. Right?
So you're That's, looking at 15 and 15 on those matches.
20, maybe?
Yeah, maybe.
I think you could cut down the women's and the men's Royal Rumbles. They don't have to be an hour long each.
They 45 don't.
45 minutes, 54 minutes, something like that.
We can get some carnage. We don't have to have it be these two-person spots where everybody else is doing rope fighting while these guys hit their spot. I mean, I get there's a time and place for that, but at the same time, that's all it is.
But we're having four matches, right? When we could throw in an Intercontinental Championship match in there, we can throw in...
We have an Intercontinental Championship match.
Not at Elimination Chamber.
AJ Lee versus Becky.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
The one that actually gets fucking defended.
Yeah.
And I'm the biggest Dom guy in the world. And
but what... And it's so bizarre, isn't it? Because El Grande Americano challenged Penta for... the fake one. Challenged Penta. Yeah, the green one. Probably Logan Paul or someone under that mask who's to check. But... He challenges Penta for a shot to face Dom for the Intercontinental title.
And you know when it's going to happen? Monday after the Elimination Chamber? Just make it a fucking chamber match.
Yeah.
Dude.
Like,
just make it at the Elimination Chamber.
Yeah, now that they don't have the pay-per-views and it's all just one big thing and it's like, well, we got to hold some back because we got to give Netflix some of this and we got to give some to ESPN because they're paying a boatload and we got to give...
Fucking corporate greedies, dude.
It's terrible and... I mean, for me to have to get on my computer, use a VPN to...
Nope. I'm going to stop you right there. We pay for all streaming services at all times.
I do pay for Netflix. And I
pay for Netflix, ESPN, all of them. I wouldn't stop. You won't catch me fucking missing. You won't catch me streaming anything. That was my biggest fear growing up is piracy. I think I'm going to do federal crime if I pirate anything. And I will pay. I probably have $120 worth of subscriptions just to watch.
Would you like to know something cool? Is the user is
for the person that's streaming?
Yes.
I still, give them guys their money.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they're gonna get every last dollar, and all those dollars you are spending are going to the same people.
Hey. That's fine.
I know, but it's rough when this is the product they give us.
Now imagine if I was working on someone's lawn and they came out and be like, oh, I already did this. Or my neighbor across the street did this already. Why are you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's just when you're going to give us the product that they're going to give us and you're going to put this effort in on cruise control.
It sounds like you don't have hope and you don't have faith that it's going to turn itself around.
So I'm seeing the same thing with UFC. You know, we're a couple months into UFC's deal on Paramount Plus. It's just the corporate greed has ruined these two products. Not completely. There's a shot that someone swoops in and saves the day. But it doesn't seem like they're interested in new creative. They're not interested in trying new things. It is going to be, all right, got four matches between this PLE and this PLE. Let's fill some shows.
Yeah, I think they could do better. I mean,
there's just no effort.
When I get to the writers' room this week, I'll let them know that what we've talked about.
Yeah, there's no creativity in the creative.
Yeah,
there's nothing going on.
Yeah, and I'm just maybe I'm too optimistic.
And maybe I'm a cynic. Who knows?
But I think. I have high hopes for this WrestleMania, and I hope they do what we were talking about. Every title's on the line. I mean, it's looking that way, right? It's looking like everything's building up. I feel like everything's building up in the proper way. There's just not enough hype around the event itself because it you don't move it from locations, right?
Well, let's talk about that because where we talked about WrestleMania's lost its luster a little bit. Where we talk about, I've been on this train of corporate greed's killing it. At WrestleMania, it's in Vegas this year, right?
Yeah, sadly.
And same with Chamber in Chicago. Establishments within a certain range are not allowed to air the WWE program. So you either have to go to the show or you have to stay at home is what they're telling you. You can't go for any of the expo events. And then their tickets aren't selling. This is their way to combat it. Instead of dropping their ticket prices, this is the way they combat it. I mean, $500 for a nosebleed at WrestleMania is ridiculous. And that's after they cut 25%. Nobody wants to spend this kind of money when they know that it's going to be just pretty much.
Yeah, if I would, like, I'm in a position where, and I live my life the way that, like, a 13-year-old me would want to live his life, you know. I don't have any kids right now. I have a decently paying job. I get money from the VA every month. So I'm in a position where I can afford to do these things. But I couldn't imagine being someone like you that has, you know, you have what, four kids?
Three
kids. You have three kids. You have a wife. So there's five of you.
There is.
And I'm assuming you guys do stuff as a family. So, like, paying for that is astronomical.
It's unrealistic. And it's like a Disneyland.
Yeah, it's granted, it's a once in a lifetime opportunity.
But every show is ridiculously priced at this point.
But that's like, I'd much rather pay for a PLE every month or every 3 months. You know, I'd much rather pay the $20 every 3 months if that means that going to a local show doesn't rob me of my groceries for the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, I mean, it's something that you're like, all right, got to figure out. Okay, they're coming to Columbus in 6 months. Let's set aside some funds, take some of the kids. And then you get there, and it's like, all right, yeet, New
An
Day.
An absolute stink fest.
Yeah, and yeah, if you especially.
And that happened. And it happens, right? This Monday, I can't complain about Monday Night Raw for the last year because they haven't been bad.
This one was right? bad.
This one was arguably the worst Monday Raw in the last 5 years.
Yeah, I mean, it was horrendous. It was such a hard watch.
And I know that they were talking about there was a lot of logistical issues that they ran into, and that might have caused a lot of those issues.
Maybe, but
I saw a funny tweet, and someone said, "We're watching Monday Night Raw without a ring this week because they were at the equipment trunks were at you know couldn't make it to the shows and." You know, but like, we got like as a fan, TKO, WWE. I don't know who's listening. Fix it. And I'm not coming out of a place of malice or hate or anything, but fix your fucking product.
Well, and it'd be different. The prices, inflation, whatever, prices go up. It'd be different if that was happening and the product wasn't getting considerably worse. If it wasn't just noticeably on autopilot, noticeably saying, all right, we're going to trot the same 12 guys out there to main event one of these nights of Raw, of a PLE, of SmackDown. We're going to have a vignette from this guy this week, this guy next week, this guy the week after, things like that. And then we'll have our matches. We'll have our mid-card that means nothing. We'll have our little feud in the back that's funny going on, but nothing serious, nothing will come of it. And then we'll have our main event that is totally forced because we've had this happen 12 other times in the past 5 years.
Yeah.
That's it's rinse and repeat for them. They're not even elevating new talent. Bron Breakker has been on this trajectory for years, but it's been just such a slow build.
You say that, but you have guys like Whoop That Trick that are
getting over on their own.
And they're getting over. And I feel so bad for Matt Cardona because he did the internet thing and got big on his own, and WWE didn't capitalize on it. And now you have people like Trick Williams and Kit Wilson and Javon Evans that are doing it, and they're blowing up. And Trick Williams, Javon Evans, and the Elimination Chamber night as their rookie year on WWE.
That's huge.
And we talked about it last week. We said that we didn't think Trick Williams was going to qualify.
I did not. I didn't think they were going to let him do it. But I will say, because that kind of leads us into this, let's get into our Chamber predictions.
Yeah. Yeah. Go ahead. The Miz the men's Elimination Chamber match to earn a championship match at WrestleMania 42. Randy Orton, LA Knight, yeah, Cody Raheem Rhodes, the young OG Javon Evans, whoop that Trick Williams, and he shall not be named Roman Reigns' cousin.
The GOAT.
I'm not going to say his name.
The Yeet Man.
Six Man. The Yeet Master.
Yeet Master. Yeah.
What you got on this one, Matt?
So Cody Rhodes is going to win it. That sucks. But what I want to happen, and let's just be optimistic here, Trick Williams wins.
I want Trick Williams to win real bad. Good. Not only is he a University of South Carolina alumni, but I think he might be the most over product in WWE right now.
But if he doesn't win, and I think that would be super cool because capitalize on that while you can. He's young. You're going to be able to use him for years. He's great on the mic. He's great in ring.
Yeah.
So all that. But if he doesn't win, and again, this isn't going to happen because Cody's going to win because they have the same. They're going to have the same guys main event in Mania every year until they're gone. But I'd love to see Javon Evans get a shot.
Yeah, the same guys. I mean, think about the same guys WrestleMania Mania when we were growing up. Shawn Michaels, Triple H, Undertaker, Edge, John Cena.
Batista.
It's just different how they did it. Batista. You know what I mean? It's just different how they did it. It
was one night.
It was one night. So only one,
so
one person.
It was much more rotating. Yeah. Now it's two nights, and they're still using the same people. Back then, you listed all those people. That's like 16 matches that you can make out of that are all different, though. And guys are going to have 5 years between WrestleMania main events. Now it's Cody Rhodes is back to back to back to back to back to back. Like, what's he on, three?
Maybe not if they World Heavyweight Championship match as a main event night one, night two. Women's WWE Championship match, Women's World Heavyweight Championship match. I could see this is the first year that the women's match headlines WrestleMania.
I can't see it because the Stephanie Valkyrie and Liv Morgan, it's over, but it's not super over. It's
now what about Rhea Ripley versus Jade Cargill?
It's not. That's not. That can't be it because it doesn't have the time to build it. That cannot be it. And Rhea's not going to win.
Who do you think's going to win the women's Elimination Chamber? Tiffany Stratton, Rhea the Eradicator Ripley, Alexa Bliss, Asuka, Kiana James, Raquel Rodriguez.
It's going to be Tiffany Stratton, and it's going to be a mid-card match. Yeah, Tiffy time. Mid-card match on night one or night two of WrestleMania. And
you don't think it open?
It might open.
We'll talk about our WrestleMania card in a minute.
But yeah, it's Tiffy winning.
I'm with you on both those predictions, actually.
Now, I think when we go over to the singles match, you got Becky Lynch taking on AJ Lee. First, let's talk about this. AJ Lee hasn't had a singles match in 7 or 8 years.
Over a decade.
Over a decade, okay. And she's walking into this challenging for the workhorse title. She's literally not a workhorse because she hasn't been wrestling, and she gets the challenge for this title. Becky Lynch, greatest.
She earned a spot, though.
Becky Lynch, what, by running her mouth and giving a shitty promo?
It was, all right. Yeah, I mean.
It was a bad promo.
I no facts were not spoken in there.
Delivery.
Who do you think you got walking away from this one?
Because the WWE has been the way it's been, I think that AJ Lee's going to win it. And then on Monday, Becky's going to take it back.
A rematch clause?
You think Becky would take this match without a rematch clause? She's brilliant.
It's in the contract.
It's in the contract. She's brilliant.
Not just us saying it. It's
ESPN, Bleacher Report.
Bleacher Report, Sports Illustrated.
Everyone's saying it. It's not just us. It's not just her. She's the greatest women's intercontinental champion of all time. Everybody's saying it.
Wrestler of all time.
Greatest women's wrestler of all time, of course, yes. I mean, who else is not? Who? You'd have to be stupid to think that she's not the greatest women's wrestler of all time. What do I do with my hands?
I'm with you on that. Yeah, I think AJ Lee's going to win it. I do think it might be building towards a WrestleMania match, a fatal four-way WrestleMania match between Natty, Maxine Dupri, Becky Lynch, and AJ Lee.
Man, and I...
But that's just being open. That's
that,
just, I,
that just I, rubs I me the wrong way, though. AJ Lee walking in, gets a top spot or mid-card spot, but when the Intercontinental Championship's defended as frequently as it is, and it's always got a 15 to 20 minute spot on the card, that's a big spot that a lot of these women wrestlers could take advantage of. And instead you have this vet coming in off the shelf because her husband's there and kind of take an opportunity.
That the WWE Women's Intercontinental Championship, it's been elevated a little bit more than the Women's United States Championship, because of just the talent that has held it. I think it has been elevated. It's more coveted of a prize.
That's why I think AJ Lee doesn't deserve this spot, though.
Well, I think she does, because she's she was in the era of the women weren't really taken seriously, and like we've seen women come back from that era, like Trish Stratus, Mickie James. She did great stuff in TNA. So I don't even want to diminish her career.
Well,
but
so let's say this about AJ Lee, though. She comes back. She's shitty on the mic. Just doesn't sound good. And then, but you have other people in the back that could cut a killer promo for you that just aren't getting the opportunity. And Becky's a heel, so you can have a face or a heel come out and give her problems, because she's kind of a comedic heel. There's a lot of options. It's not like she's held down to just one kind of, like Cody Rhodes. He's kind of held down. He doesn't work well with other faces. He is. I mean, I think his best work is against heels, when he actually has an adversary. When he's going against his friends, it's awkward.
Yeah. I don't disagree. I think Becky Lynch is going to drop this one. And I think in the near future, you're right. I think it is a Monday Night Raw turnover.
Yeah. Yeah, because I hope that they wouldn't let AJ Lee hold it for a while, because she seems like she's also at a point where she's only wanting to wrestle some of the people from her past or people that have been there for a while, and that kind of gets
matches or something like that. Like,
yeah, I mean, the Intercontinental title would be a great first title for Sol Ruka or for Lash Legend or for any of these up-and-coming women's wrestlers.
Why not? What, you just named two people that might be on the SmackDown roster. Why not the WWE Women's United States Championship?
You mean the Women's United States belt? Because that thing...
That's all it is, because there's no fucking prestige behind it.
Yeah, it's just a big old nothing burger. I mean, who gives a shit about it?
Chelsea Green.
Injured. Broke her ankle.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
It's a work. It's a work.
I don't think so.
No, Matt, the last match on the card, Elimination Chamber. Chicago made Punk, Pepsi Phil Brooks, in his hometown of Chicago.
Coming back to the UFC.
Finn Balor, the leader of the Judgment Day, even though there's no leaders in Judgment Day. Who do you got winning this one? First of all, who do you want to win this one?
Yeah.
And second, who do you think's going to win this one?
So I want Demon Finn Balor to come back. I want him to win. Judgment Day to come out and try to celebrate with him. He does the damn thing and crosses him. He says, F you guys, I'm Demon Finn Balor. I don't work well with others. I work alone. And just completely obliterates him. I hope that happens. Unfortunately, that's not going to happen. He might end up going against the Judgment Day. But CM Punk, Phil Brooks, he's going to get a win. He found his niche in this wrestling thing. He wasn't great at mixed martial arts, but
he's finally found something he was good at. Not like he's been doing it forever.
Yeah, he finally found something he's good at. Us UFC fans were huge CM Punk guys. We've been watching him since the beginning, since before he was a wrestler. Yeah.
He's straight edge.
Well, you know how UFC fans love their high and tight champions.
Yeah,
and
Sean Strickland.
Bryce Mitchell.
Yeah, you guys are Sean Strickland. I've never met a UFC fan that didn't agree with everything Sean Strickland and Bryce Mitchell said.
Dana White and his Power Slap Championship. noticeably immediately, or started immediately after he slapped his wife in a club.
Oh, I agree. So this is how I think it happens. I think Finn Balor's got the edge. He's beating the dog piss out of Phil Brooks, who also I love to death. Right? I have the best in the world tattoo on my thigh. Shout out to my homie Justin. Divine Street Tattoos, or not Divine Street?
West Side.
Oh my goodness, I forget.
Yeah, well, Justin, it sounds like you mean a lot to Gibby. He doesn't know where you work. He can't remember where he got the tattoo.
Diverse Illusion Tattoos here in South Carolina.
Say the name again.
Diverse Illusion Tattoos, Spartanburg, South Carolina. He did a John Cena piece on my leg and a CM Punk piece on my leg. Shout out to him. I told him I'd shout him out, mostly because he's badass. But I love CM Punk, and I think that Finn Balor's going to beat the shit out of him. And then as he's beating the shit out of him, Dominic Mysterio and JD McDonagh are going to come down and give Finn Balor the same treatment that he did Damian Priest. Finn Balor's going to hit a coup de grace. 1, 2. Dominic Mysterio is going to take CM Punk's leg, put it on the rope. Rope break! And then Finn Balor's going to be like, what the hell? What the hell? He's going to turn around. CM Punk's going to pick him up, hit him with a GTS. 3 count. Writing's on the wall for the Judgment Day to break up. That's how it begins.
Do you think there will be tears in Dom's eyes when he looks at Finn and said, I knew you were going to leave us. I had to do it.
Nope.
He's an emotional young man.
I think Dom's the best in the world. Well, but I think the writing's on the wall for the Judgment Day to break up, and I think that's how it starts.
Maybe. I want to backtrack. You said best in the world, Dom. You're forgetting about OG El Grande.
Yeah, Matt, he's a rat. I equate the original Grande Americano, the one in the blue, to Paul Heyman. He's a rat snake fat bastard.
This is fucking rich. This is rich. Gibby, hear me out.
No morals, no ethical. He's a cheater. He's a liar. He's a stealer. Imagine stealing someone's gimmick. Imagine you going to, like, signing up to do professional wrestling. Like, I want to be like Jeff Hardy. And all you do is do Xanax and fentanyl. And you show up to wrestling matches high and you ruin the career of Sting. Imagine that's what you do, and you're like, I'm Hef Barty. I'm Neff Jardy.
I cannot fucking wait for the day you're in town, or if I'm ever, you know, going to the grocery store, I stop by Spartanburg, either one. We're gonna sit down. Is it on the cock? Is it on Netflix, the old archives?
Both, I think. I think it might be on ESPN, too.
We're going to go back last year when El Grande started first showing up. We're going to do a body comparison, and you're going to have to apologize to the world, to El Grande, to Chad Gable, who he's always shouting out with his deuces. You know, you're going to have to issue a lot of apologies for the disrespect, because OG El Grande, not only is he the greatest wrestler of all time behind the great Santino Marella, he also had his identity stolen. He went out, probably doing charity work for about 6 months, who's to check, and comes back, and this tall Logan Paul-looking doofus that speaks with a Sherman accent, and then these two gringos dressed up as luchadors telling people they have no culture in a very culturally appropriating way, the way they talk. It's borderline offensive. El Grande just comes back and puts these fucking clowns in their place.
The only clown is the guy that's wearing the blue.
Do you know what color your precious identity theft El Grande wore last?
The same color that's in the Mexican flag, green.
He wore blue.
There's a third one.
There's
Oh no! Oh no! There's a third one.
They're gonna have a match at WrestleMania, and there will be like 20 El Grandes.
The third one, Grande Americano comes.
Oh man, so we get El Grande. How cool would it be in El Grande Battle Royale?
Like, there's so many luchadors in WWE right now that I think you could do a luchador battle royale.
No, El Grande. You have like Obafemi out there in the El Grande mask.
This isn't on our run sheet at all. Obafemi, I posted on my Instagram story the other day, and I'm an Ella fella. I'm a big Ella fella right now. And it was how choosing Texas makes me feel. And it's Obafemi coming out. Choosing Texas, I can tell. And it's Obafemi doing his entrance. And it's just Ella Langley playing. I was like, yeah, me every time Ella Langley plays. For real.
I don't even know who that is.
You don't know who Ella Langley is? All right, well.
I listen to podcasts.
Sorry to the people in the audience that are Ella fellas, but my co-host here is ignorant. Well, and he doesn't know the greatest musician that's probably ever lived.
I don't know who she is, but I will tell you, I listen to podcasts about history and MMA and wrestling. I listen.
It's still real to me, damn it.
It's still real to me, damn it. I listen to Irish pub music. And occasionally I listen to 90s rock, early 2000s punk emo rock.
Okay. All right. Well, you need to – your homework for the next week. Listen to one Ella Langley song. Tell me it's not an absolute. It doesn't get. It doesn't.
What's her name? Ella
Langley.
Country singer.
Yeah.
She got a real deep voice.
No. Mm. It's soothing. So, we talked about Elimination Chamber. We talked about Grande and Grande Americano. Final predictions for the Elimination Chamber. We made those. How do you feel about doing a way too soon WrestleMania prediction?
Let's do it. Let's talk about it, as Cody Rhodes would say.
What do you want to talk about? Let's talk about WrestleMania predictions.
Let's do it. WrestleMania.
So night one, I think, and I'm still gonna go with this because I'm optimistic, right? I think all of the championships are gonna be on the line. So that's four for each brand, and then you have one off match for each brand. Night one, I think, is going to be the SmackDown night. So, opening the match, I have Tiffany Stratton, Jade Cargill. I have Chelsea Green. Hopefully, she's better by the... What, is she still the United States Women's United States Championship champion?
It doesn't matter. It's a belt, not a title.
Let me just double check that she's still the WWE Women's United States Champion. I do have... Oh, sorry. I'll have Julia versus... Let's go ahead and let's put her against... I don't know. Zelina Vega.
Might as well. You got to fill a spot.
I'm going to throw – this is the I'll do the men's – I have the Wyatt 6 and MFT.
Okay.
Motor City Machine Guns. They've been out a while, but I'll do the Wyatt 6 and MFT there for the men's tag team champions. This is where I throw in the women's tag team championship match. It's going to be the six-woman tag that match that I mentioned earlier.
Rhea and Io,
the Kabuki Warriors with Kairi Sane and Asuka, and then Charlotte Flair and Alexa Bliss.
Okay, yeah, I like that. That's your night one? Oh, and then you have your...
The main event, Drew McIntyre, Cody Rhodes. And I think Drew walks away that one because of interference from Jacob Fatu.
So my night one, I think, yeah, you're right, Tiff Stratton versus Jade Cargill kicking things off. Then I think we're going to get some dumb match with Nia Jax and Lash Legend versus someone that it doesn't matter. I think that they're going to save the women's tag title for night two.
I think so. Jey Uso and Jimmy don't have the. They still have the tag titles, right?
Yep. Yep. They're on Raw though.
They are right now. I think that we're gonna see night one. They're gonna defend against someone from SmackDown. Insert any name here because nobody's taking tag team serious right now. So whatever. They're gonna do that, and then they're gonna drop the titles. Then we'll get some dumb thing that takes up a lot of time. We'll get
the attendance record.
Yeah, the attendance record.
Somehow they're gonna break the attendance record again.
Without sell, even though their ticket sales are 30% less than they were at this point last year. But then main event, Cody versus Drew. Probably gonna give the title to Cody and rinse and repeat. Now I'll start first with night two.
Let's roll into your night two.
First match, you thought it might be Gunther Brock, and I'm being an optimist here. Gunther's going to end this man's career. I think you know who we're talking about. We're not going to have to hear from him anymore. Gunther versus Jey Uso. Jey Uso's doing two nights at the...
Oh, man. Oh, you threw me for a loop on that one. I think, you know, that might be tough. That might be the toughest match of the weekend.
And Gunther will end his career, and he can go out just like all the other legends. Other than that, you know, after that happens, I'll be on such a high that I don't even think I'll know what happens at the rest of Mania. Punk versus Roman, sure.
Not about the men's United States Championship match.
Who's the men's United States champion right now?
Still Ilya Dragunov?
Man, they just fucked in. They wanted the United States Championship to look as weak as possible.
Ilya's tough.
Yeah, is he?
Oh, no, it's Carmelo Hayes. Sorry.
Oh, yeah, I knew that.
Melo don't miss. My night one, I put Melo and Trick Williams.
Melo and Trick Williams versus Nia Jax and Lash Legends.
No, for the United States Championship.
Oh, of course. Of course.
All right, so you still have a couple matches left for your night two, man.
So Rio taking on the Kabuki Warriors. Rio will drop the title. Goes to the Kabuki Warriors. Then we have the men's Intercontinental Championship. I think Dom's going to defend it against Penta or somebody. Or not Penta. Maybe Dragon. I don't know. Weird things going on. Rey Fénix. Who knows? He's going to defend it against the Luchador. It's going to be a super quick match. Dom will do something dirty. It'll be one of those just zip, jump right by it. And then you're going to have probably some feud match that'll mean not a whole lot in a month from now. Maybe the last two members of the Vision versus LA Knight and some random person that shouldn't be there with LA Knight. Maybe Seth Rollins comes back for a tag team match, him and LA Knight versus the Vision. Again, off the top, being an optimist.
Yeah.
And then Punk versus Roman. Roman takes the strap, and Paul Heyman comes out and raises his hand. Brock Lesnar does not wrestle at WrestleMania.
And it's end Jey Uso's career.
No, Gunther.
Oh.
You thought Gunther was going to end Brock Lesnar's.
You don't think Brock Lesnar's, no one's going to take him up on his challenge?
Well, I think we're going to get a little bit of deja vu from last year where Brock Lesnar shows up, kind of like how the Great Rock and Travis Scott did. And then they're just going to disappear into nothing without any mention of it at all. And that's just where we're at, because what's continuity even matter?
Yeah. My night two, I got kicking off the match, Women's World Heavyweight Championship. Stephanie McCurr, Liv Morgan, obviously. Oh, yeah, you forgot that one.
Yeah.
It's a given. I think the next match, the Men's Intercontinental Championship match, Finn Balor, Dominic Mysterio.
Ooh.
And I then like I have that. Pop in that. Grande Americano versus Grande Americano.
See, look at me being a pessimist. I didn't even consider that because they're not having fun in the WWE right now.
Yeah. The men's World Tag Team Championships, I have the Usos versus Alpha Academy. You know, or you know, the Motor City Machine Guns might come back. Someone like that, not really that big of a deal.
Yeah.
Who did I say that Gunther was going to retire earlier?
Brock Lesnar, but probably Dragon Lee also.
Yeah, I have Gunther and Brock Lesnar. That actually makes the most sense to me. I have the men's WWE or the men's World Heavyweight Championship, Roman Reigns, CM Punk. Roman Reigns walking away from that. I think it's hard not to push that.
Well, and especially with, even though it was kind of zapped of fun when Roman was the champ, there was still hope for fun. Whereas right now, it's like they're just throwing shit at the wall and hoping something will stick. And at least Roman's tried and true. And it gives everybody else this thing where they have a mountain to climb to get to Roman. It's not like, it's not like, oh, well, Punk has the title now and it's just. It just seems, even this reign that he has right now, it doesn't seem like anything. It's like a wet fart. It's just.
Yeah.
Like, just happened.
I see it both ways. I think he's doing the best he can with what he was given.
Oh, absolutely. I'm not blaming Punk. It's just everything's going through the motions. So it's like, who has I really think WWE Unreal killed a lot of magic, even though. You know this stuff is happening. When you see how it's constructed, it frustrates you that much more when dumb decisions are made.
Yeah. I have one last thing before we end the episode tonight. AJ Styles retired officially Monday. He's going to be inducted to the Hall of Fame. Congratulations to him. He said when TNA tried to induct him that he didn't want to go into a Hall of Fame when he was still actively wrestling. I think this is it. I think it's, you know, this is it. Congratulations to him. Thank you, AJ, for being a part of my childhood and helping me, you know, love professional wrestling even more. Who do you think inducts him?
Maybe Cena.
Do you think that AEW would give Samoa Joe that opportunity? No?
No, actually, news broke while we were recording at the start of the show here. Netflix, they were in talk, because we were just talking about that, AJ Styles.
Yeah.
Netflix was in talks to buy Warner Brothers for a crazy amount of money. Paramount made a superior offer, and Netflix is refusing to match, so it looks like AEW might be going to Paramount Plus.
Oh, damn.
That damn. Would actually be huge for them, because it would almost allow people that are watching UFC now to see the other non-TKO product.
Matt, I had to get up and I had to pee. You want to know why that is?
Sure. You got a kidney stone?
I've been drinking Dubby Energy today.
Oh, hell yeah, Dubby.
This isn't the current. I have two tubs of Dubby Energy. I have the Rocket Pop, and I have the Chainsaw Man Bleeding Orange, right? It's given me powered energy that I couldn't drink four Monsters and feel as good as I do. Zero sugar, zero artificial flavors, colors, dyes. It has a preparity blend. Made out of coffee bean extract. It's fired me up, dude. I've been drinking it. I last two episodes drinking it with my shaker cup. Absolute gas.
Would you say it's provocative? Does it get the people going?
And you can get yourself a tub, 10% off if you use code BLOODBEERBSN.
That's W.GG. No crash, no jitters. It's the shit. Try it out. Support the show. Blood, beer, BSN. Gibby. AJ Styles is retired. We talked about a lot of stuff. We didn't get to you in the Epstein files. We'll get to that in the next couple of days.
Maybe next week.
I'm on page 4.5 now, so getting about a page and a half a day. And I think if I come across your name or your maiden name, we'll know.
But man, I have one question for you. Is it still real to you?
Oh, it's still real to me, damn it. And that's all we got for you. Thanks for checking out Between the Ropes. Gibby did a great, hell of a job.
TikTok at BloodbeerBSN. Twitter, BloodbeerBSN. Instagram, BloodbeerBSN. Like us, subscribe to us, leave a comment.
We're on all the audio platforms. We're everywhere.
All of them. I mean, all of them. Except for the orange one. But
oh, SoundCloud?
Yeah.
I think we're on SoundCloud.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Check that.
Yeah, I got it.
Follow us, leave a like, leave a comment. Let us know what shorts you want us to see so we can scroll through your feed. We've been doing them. We've been doing the damn thing.
We have. And
doing it.
If that's all, that's all. We'll try to link the funny guy. Actually, you know what? I'll cut the video at the beginning of it when we're talking about it. You send me that. I'll download it and I'll get it in there if we can.
I sent it to you.
Did you? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to get it downloaded onto my computer and put into this. But that's all we got.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Let's, I love it.
Yeah, let's stop recording now. Thank you. Adios.